This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here, right now, on the Real Side with Joe Mazzino. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, being with us. I think having a good time. I hope you're having a good time. I'm having a good time with me. I don't know about you. But always do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, is what we're asking you to be. The, man, it's like a jam pack all weekend filled with, and the Dems are at it. I mean, they are out of control. Like, mommy and daddy went away for the weekend and just didn't come back. They won't stop. You know, you look at, by the way, the president did a whole, they did a whole hour with Hannity. And you know what, I get to Hannity's credit, I'm glad he got him there, and I'm glad they're friends. But got to ask him some of the harder questions. Got to ask him some of the questions. You know, he's got to stop saying we're doing great in Syria, because we're not. I mean, he's got to be honest to the point of saying, look, we're struggling through. We may have moved too quickly, but it was the right move to make. Do you know what I'm saying? So anyhow, yeah, great way to start off. Anyway, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on the website. Give me your email address. We only send one out a week. If you're not getting it, let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break also. And she is probably all wound up from the weekend because there is a, you know, again, there is a lot going on. You've got the Dems tripping over themselves to try to cover for some of the crazy mistakes that they've made so far. And you know what? They're not even covering. What's really funny is they're not talking about any of the issues that they have, which is nothing new. Right? They're not interested at all in talking about, you know, how they're handling the investigation. We're going to do... The next hour, we're going to do a whole hour of what-ifs. I know, it makes them crazy, but I don't care. Right? I mean, they've been beating up this quid, Mulvaney's comments on the quid pro quo remarks. And I think I said something the next day, like, look, this who is surprised by this? Who is surprised by the fact that we actually... hold things over other countries' heads to get them to do what we want them to do. Do you really think that President Trump... Now, let me ask you a question. He's asked China, he's asked Ukraine, and probably other countries, to look into what happened in 2016. Isn't that what the Democrats want? Don't they... But see, they just want to drive it. But didn't the Democrats want to find out what's going on? So I don't know what the problem is. If Joe Biden didn't do it, if they didn't do anything wrong, what's the big whoop? He shouldn't care. I don't care. If somebody's investigating me and I didn't do it, who was it? Hey, what was the name of that hookup site? Right? I don't know. Whatever it was. You know, you could go on there and get a date locally, kind of, you know, everybody knew it wasn't for dating. It was just a hookup for the night or whatever. And it was hacked. And somebody released all the names. And there were a couple of trolls in my area. He said, we're looking, we know you're on that list. We're going to look for you. We're going to find, you know, you on that list. And I'm like, I didn't worry. I didn't lose 30 seconds of sleep. Because I'm not on the list. Now, if somebody wants to sign up, it'd be good luck to them, because they wouldn't know. Most people don't have a clue as to most of my personal preferences. But, I mean, think about it. I had nothing to worry about because I wasn't on the list. I didn't, again, lose any sleep at all. So, you know, when it comes to investigating, I don't know what Biden's worried about. Right? What's, let me see, you got Biden, hey, Obama, Hillary. And Hillary, she really needs some serious psychiatric care. She's got a Russian complex. You notice that? Everything has to do with Russia. She lost because of Russia's interference. Right? Who was the one who ran the last presidential race, Jill something or other? Right? They're sure she was a Russian surrogate. You call it operative. I'm going to call it surrogate. Now they're sure that Tulsi Gabbard, anybody who doesn't walk lockstep in a communist way with the current Democrat Party has to be a Russian operative. Russian operative, Russian agent, Russian surrogate, whatever you want to call it. That is sick. That in and of itself is a sickness. Think about it. These guys are so much fun. They have all weekend long, they wind themselves up. Right? They get all caught up in these tizzies. And it's great. I find it great and wonderful. Again, like I said, in the second hour, we're going to talk all about the what-ifs. Everything they don't want to talk about, we're going to talk about. And I think last week when you guys were with me, I started with a story on my local congressman, Katie Hill. And I am amazed. I'm watching. And actually, I'm not amazed. I'm sorry. I take that back. I'm not shocked. I'm not amazed. I'm not surprised that the Dems are covering big time. She's got a lot of pictures now out there floating of a sexual nature. And those on the left are calling it revenge porn. Well, it's not revenge porn. They're doing that to throw cover. If you read my article on my website and another one to come out this week, it's all about ethics issues and her breaking the law. I don't care about the other stuff. I care about it. Not important enough to print. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins us right after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die brain oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. If you want to be notified by text alert when the show's going to start, you just want to text 77222 TRS to 77. I'll get this right eventually. It only took me a year to get the title of my book right. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. I send you out an email, the show's starting. Kind of what we're going to be talking about. Don't send it for every hour. Don't send it every day of the week. Figure you'll figure it out. You're adults. Let's talk about. Let's bring in the other adult in the room. Kimberly Marin joins me as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we want to talk about some of the crazy laws here in California and some of the other nut job things going on across the country. I asked you during the break, just kind of in passing, I said, hey, is there a candidate that's running for something walking across New Hampshire? And you said it was...
Joe Sleestak, but I call him Sleestak, like from Land of the Lost.
Oh, God. I didn't even know who he was. I mean, what is he? Is he registering like 0.0001? Go ahead.
I don't even know if he's on any of the lists, but he's apparently running for president.
Yes, he is. It says right here. Is he a Democrat? God, who feels like he's got something else to offer? A big stick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a big stick. He's walking across the state. He says he wants to meet the people, you know, the people of the state. There's a lot of ways you can meet the people of the state. You know what it is? He's not raising any money, so he can't take a bus.
Right.
Can't buy a bus ticket at this point.
Yeah, he can't afford a bus. That's the problem.
No, I'm talking just a ticket. He can't even afford a ticket to get on a bus.
Yeah.
A Greyhound bus to get there. What do you know about this guy? Anything? I mean, he's been hanging out in
New
Hampshire for the last 20 days or 22 days.
Yeah, and he's been here and not much has been reported on it because I don't think anyone really actually cares. Seriously.
Listen, how do you look at yourself in the mirror every morning? I mean, you're sitting there, you're at the bottom of the list, you're not getting any money in. I mean, is Cory Booker still in the race or is he just hanging out? Because he's got no place
to go. I think
to
Spartacus is holding a line right now.
You know, I get the biggest kick out of this. Never as well, still early. You can't call anything yet. I'm not calling anything. I'm just trying to figure out how do you do this? How do you operate? Like I said, 0.02%. You're getting very little money coming in. This isn't a cheap race. This is like running for dog catcher. You know.
Well, he apparently did this in Pennsylvania as well, according to his website. But people still, maybe some people in Pennsylvania know who he is, but I guarantee you, if I ask people in New Hampshire, the only people who would maybe have heard of him are people who are actually involved in politics. I don't think anybody else has.
Yeah, and we have another news flash. I don't know if this is a new flash. I'm going to call it a news fizzle. How's that? Apparently, Tulsi Gabbard is now a Russian operative, right? And so we had her. Who was the one that ran for president last time? Jill something or other? Jill Stein. She also, according to Hillary Clinton, was a Russian operative. These people are so sick. Do you remember? These are the same people when Mitt Romney said that Russia was an issue. They all laughed at him. Remember they said,
right.
1960s called. They want their politics back. Now, all of a sudden, Russia is the problem. Right?
Oh, yeah, Russia. That's all we've heard for the past, 3 years?
Yep.
Until it was discovered that, oh, yeah, really was nothing going on, and any interference in the election was under the Obama administration, so can't pin that on Trump, kids.
No. No, but even so, I mean, this is what they do when they go after somebody. So Tulsi Gabbard is, now, whether you want her as president or not, this is not the point. I want her to stay in the game because she's calling them out. That's
yep.
why I want her to get. She's making them fess up and talk about some of the stuff that they're laying on the table. I mean, she was the one that started it all when it came to Elizabeth Warren. How are you going to pay for this? I mean, what are you like,
yep.
a Maroney? You can't do this.
I watched the last debate, well, at least like 2 hours of it, and then I had to go to sleep. But I watched the last debate, and I never laughed so hard in my life. It was that. I mean, I wasn't even live tweeting at this time. I was just listening and watching, and I snort laughed a few times, and I've never done that during any debate. That's how bad it was. But yeah, I actually like Tulsi. I would never ever vote for her because she's still a far left winger.
Right.
Along with the rest of the pack, she's just not a warmonger, basically.
Right.
That's really pretty much the only difference. There's a lot of libertarian types who think she's fabulous, and they're just not the brightest bulbs because she sucks on everything else, just like all Democrats. But she's calling them out in certain things, and they're not liking it so much. And
no.
I think, and she's right. I agree with her about, you know, the corruption in the Democrat Party. Both parties, you easily could identify it.
Sure.
The establishment corruptocrats. You know, I agree with her on that. And, I mean, she'll never be the nominee, but it is good to have someone calling these people out because there's only a couple of them doing it, and none of those people will be the nominees. The nominee is probably going to be crackpot like Elizabeth Warren, which is great. I think it's fabulous.
I would love to see it be her. I would love to be...
Oh, my God.
Would it be great if it was her and either... what's the old man's name?
Which one?
Sanders?
Bernie? Bernie. Okay, so if you hear yelling in the background, I apologize. I closed my office door, but there's a Patriots game on.
Oh.
So just to let you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We get, you going to get the old Boston guy excited? Not a chance. Sorry. Not there.
No, but my husband's watching the game, so I just want to, if you hear yelling.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Does he understand they can't hear him? Does he know that? Or?
Of course he does. Hey, I yell at the games, too. I'm a coach too, so.
All right.
No, but it's always, it's good yelling and bad yelling. It's not just bad yelling.
Okay. I'm glad to hear it. But the Tulsi Gabbard thing, you know, back to that for a minute, and not just her, it's this Russian thing. It's again, it's Mrs. Clinton not being able to take responsibility for anything. The fact that she can't connect to people, she still wants to run her party or run the Democrat Party like she owns it, lock, stock, and barrel. And some of them, really funny, I think what Tulsi brings to the table is to show you there is a divide. And that divide is all about them not taking responsibility. I mean, it's the old guard and the new guard. It's the old way of doing things and the new way of doing things. We can hit that more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's not a Russian agent. President Trump jumps in to defend Representative Tulsi Gabbard against wild claims by Hillary Clinton, his 2016 political opponent.
The person in charge of that particular deal, Hillary Clinton, have you heard of her? She's the one that's accusing everybody of being a Russian agent. Anybody that is opposed to her is a Russian agent. So that's a scam that was pretty much put down. Tulsi, I don't know Tulsi, but she's not a Russian agent.
Now, Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, telling Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I stand against everything that she represents. And that if I'm elected president, if I'm the Democratic nominee and elected president, that she won't be able to control me, she won't be able to manipulate me, she won't be able to continue to work from behind the curtain to continue these regime change wars that have been so costly.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. And yes, I remember when the songs were played live. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, let me just bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of wrap up the weekend. Some of the stories that they tried to slide by, and it just didn't work out for them. Anyhow, always a pleasure. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I sent you a copy, and I should have sent you all the follow-up, but I sent you a copy of the story that I'm doing about the local congressperson. But you know what it is? I really find it interesting that they accept so much. The left accepts so much from their own, right? I mean, look at, you got AOC, you got this Katie Hill, you got Omar. I mean, Omar, I don't even know. How many people is she actually married to right now? How many divorces have, I mean, she's getting ready to marry another guy, right? I mean, this is all stuff, and nothing you hear. Nothing.
No.
Right?
Nope.
So here's a woman that was, now it's been reported over the weekend or Friday. Worst day to release anything, right, on a Friday. But it was reported over the weekend that she was living in what they call a truffle, right? I mean, I'm thinking a truffle. What the heck? And then you have to look it up and you find out, yeah, no, not quite. I can't even imagine. But anyway, she's living in a truffle, and she's living with this other woman and her husband, okay? Then she jilts those two, and she's having relations. I'm trying to keep it clean. Having relations with the campaign finance manager, and then the finance manager becomes a congressional employee or federal employee, and then she's then still having relations with that person, which goes against the ethics code that she agreed to, right?
Yep.
And still, not a word. Nothing in mainstream media anywhere, right?
Wow.
And it's even worse than that. We got, I'm going to release a story this week where she is actually, a picture of her with a bong in her hand. All right? You know, what they don't really realize, and I've got the statute for it, is that's actually a federal offense. Federal employees cannot break federal law. And even if she was in California when she was doing it, that's still against the law.
Right.
But for them, not a problem.
No, for them, anything goes. My God. If they found out that some Republican was...
Bingo.
Sleeping with their husband and another woman, they'd be forced to resign. They wouldn't be celebrating it like, ew, that's so cool.
Oh,
they
no,
would be forced to resign.
They're calling it revenge porn because the pictures are out there. It's like revenge porn, nothing. You know, look, frankly and honestly, you get when you really get down to it, what they agreed to do with each other and all that crap, that's really...
That's their business, right.
But you can't sit there during a campaign and tell people that you're for traditional values, and then halfway through, all of a sudden, you're bisexual. And then, you know, I mean, this stuff kept changing as the thing was going on. And then all of a sudden, you find out all this stuff is going on in the back. You're finding out about the late drinking going on, the, 3 o'clock in the morning on an average basis of being out there throwing them back. And you're saying it's a total disregard for what the people sent you to do. They didn't send you there to party. They didn't send you there to drink your brains out. They sent you there to conduct the people's business. And the only thing you've been doing is getting wasted, partying, I'll put it that way to keep it clean.
Wait.
Trying to appease the president.
Yes? Congress people go up to D.C. and they party all the time?
Hey, listen.
I might want to be a congressperson then. I mean, if that's what you got to do.
Think about the problem that the Dems have right now. They welcomed all these young people, but I'm really thinking. Now, you and I, you go to work every day. I've worked for some corporations. These young people come in. Sure, they know what they're doing. And it takes them, maybe a year and a half, really, to get in the groove, figure out what's going on, and figure out that they really don't know as much as they think they do. Right?
Right.
And
yep.
here you go send this person who's never even sat on an elected seat before, has no idea what they're up against and not up against, and now you got people like Steny Hoyer, the old timer, sitting there going, oh my God, what do we do now? How do we get rid of him without losing the seat? What a position they're in, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, It's one thing to have skeletons in your closet, like what you do in your personal life is your own thing, but you gotta have a little bit of modicum of respect and professionalism as an elected official. And I know, we're used to people being scumbags who are elected officials. However, the problem is we're used to it, but there's gotta be a limit. To the kind of behavior unbecoming of a United States congressperson. Right?
Yeah. No. I agree with you. Do you know what one of the first impeachment processes was on a Supreme Court judge? You ready for this one? Look it up. For being drunk in public.
Yes. And he disappeared.
So think about that. Right? They were willing to remove a Supreme Court justice for drunk in public. My God, they would be impeached. Today, if our founding fathers were alive and they were charged with impeachments, they would be going on 24-7 in D.C. getting rid of these people.
Right.
Right?
I mean, Teddy Kennedy would have been impeached day one.
Well, he was the lion of the Senate, so he...
Lion as in L-Y-I-N.
That's what I mean, though. Isn't it interesting how they so hold in high esteem the ones that do the most amount of damage? Right?
I don't understand why they turn a blind eye. And this is the hypocrisy I can't stand. And this goes for any politician or any party. You know, but Democrats own hypocrisy. You know, the members of their own party who are elected officials, they can pretty much do whatever they want, as we know, with John F. JFK, Teddy Kennedy. I mean, there's a huge list, Bill Clinton. There's a list that we can go on and on for. They can get away with anything and still be revered as these great people. But, oh my God, you say one bad word. if you're a Republican and they pounce like it's the end of the world and you have to retire, resign, whatever.
Right. Yeah. I think it's hilarious that this whole thing, and we'll get to this other story in a minute, but this whole thing with the quid pro quo, okay? And I'm sitting there because Mulvaney says, God, we do it all the time, right? All right. Was he specifically talking about that particular issue? I don't know. And I'm not even going to pretend to guess, okay? But to think, to sit there and really believe that we don't do this to governments on a regular basis, telling them, we want so-and-so out, we want this to happen, we want you to do this before we give you any money. You have to be living in Disneyland, for God's sakes. If you
well, isn't that what Joe Biden did?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and he
I
was
mean,
blatant about it. And
right. Can you, and bragged about it.
And so, I got to give him credit. Didn't you hear all the outrage on the... No, I guess he didn't do that. I don't know.
No, you did not.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what now I'm starting to move towards that line of believing it is an illness. When they sit there, okay, and they do the same thing 10 times more egregious, and they say, we didn't do anything wrong, and they call you out for doing exactly the same thing in a lesser way. And I got news for you. I know, maybe I'm a Pollyanna, but I don't believe that Trump was specifically asking him to go after Biden for political reasons. You know, when you read the transcript, when you listen to what's been going on and how long the investigation has been going on behind the scenes, I would do exactly what the Dems want. They want to find out what happened in the 2016 election. No problem. Let me get China on the line. Let me get Russia on the line. Let me get Ukraine on the line. And let's find out who had what to do with how and when. That's what they don't want.
And why the Obama administration didn't stop it, and they were instead spying on one of the candidates.
And
let's go investigate all that. I'm down with that.
Was it, I think it was Brennan, but don't hold me to it. In an interview with MSNBC, he alluded to the fact, I mean, he almost actually said the words that Obama told them to gather the information on you know, Trump and the what went on in the election from the different countries, like tie it to Trump. And I was thinking, wow, did you just say that? And it's out there all over.
Right.
You know, I mean, short of him saying that the guy signed, you know, signed paperwork to say, yeah, go after Trump. Anyhow, we'll be back in a minute.
Right.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
In Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You do not want to be elected. Let me tell you what. You don't want to be elected. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right, let's just bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of kick off the week, figure out what's going on, and how to and all those stories they try to sneak past us on the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So apparently now when women go down the supermarket aisle, they won't know that the products they're going to grab are actually for women. I had too much fun. So always feminine products. Well, are they going to be able to call them feminine products anymore? I mean, they're going to take the feminine symbol from the sanitary product packages because trans users are upset. How? This is just.
So,
help me.
Okay, I'll help you out here. So, basically, a small number of trans activists complained to Always, which creates sanitary hygiene products.
Right, you can't. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
No, for women, forget it, whatever. So for actual women. But they said it was offensive and not inclusive because some of the people who use these products aren't women or don't view themselves as women. So basically, everyone who uses these products are biological women. Just to get the facts right for all the listeners, every single person who uses these products is an actual biological woman. The people, the 0.0001% of the population these trans activists are complaining about are biological women who don't call themselves women. They are either trans men or whatever, some other whatever gender BS they've made up. But this company, Always, which is owned by Procter & Gamble, decided we're going to take the symbol of women off of our products so we don't offend this 0.00001% of the population. No, instead, they offended 99% of the population of actual women.
So here's what I don't understand, okay? So most... Now, this is Xander has helped explain this to me. So most trans people, most, have made the physical transition. They've had the operation, right?
Not most.
Well, that's what he
that's
told
not
you.
True. I disagree with that.
Okay, all right. So let's say a lot. How's that? So if they've made the transition, let's say they've had the parts and pieces restructured. I'll try to keep this clean. So if you've moved to become a if you've moved from male to female, I don't believe that you have a period, right?
Good God, no. Those parts are inside, not out.
I'm just saying. All right.
You can read.
So it doesn't
you
apply
can,
to them.
You know, you can pretend like your external organs are clay or Play-Doh and make them into whatever you want. But that's not going to change your internal biological makeup, which is why you have a menstrual cycle in the first place.
I would love to talk to somebody who's trans to find out that if you're going from female to male and you start taking the hormones, you continue to have periods. That's what I've... Are they called periods anymore? Can we call them that? I mean, I don't even know. Cycle?
Yeah.
The cycle.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about...
I don't care
bike.
What... Okay. Yeah, it's the curse. We called it the curse when I was younger. So
I'm so old that the girls called it their friend. Their friend was...
Oh, God, that's what they called it at first. I'm like, no! Anyway, yeah.
Well, if you were sexually active, it was your friend, so...
Yeah, as long as you got it every month. Anyway, yeah.
Going down the road tubes really fast, aren't we?
Yeah, this is just going right off the tracks. So, but the point is, exactly, that was good.
Yes.
But the point is, they're changing it for this very tiny, tiny percentage of society, and basically erasing women again. And that's what they don't realize. Do they really think that tiny percentage of society is going to affect their bottom line? Because I'm telling you right now, they won't. But guess what? The 99.999% of actual biological women who use this product will affect their bottom line if they no longer bother to buy this product. And I'm telling you right now, I will not.
Well,
how do you erase women for these people that are either women who want to be men or men who want to be women and will never get their period, not in a million goddamn years. Oh, sorry.
So, all right. I want to take this. So we're seeing all these stories that the girls are getting upset, the women are getting upset, young women anyway, about how the in sports, right? And there's this,
yep.
I saw the story today, but I wasn't going to do it, which is a young man who now identifies as a woman, and he is kicking butt. In cycling, he's breaking all the records, and and I constantly hear from the people who are pro transgenders in sports saying there is no difference. Once they start taking the hormones, there is no difference. I'm going, wait a minute. You can't fake facts. When you look at what's going on when they enter, when a trans male, that's a female going to male, I'm sorry, when a trans female, so it's a male going to female, gets involved in sports, they kick butt. They can't help but do it. The muscle mass is still there. The bone structure is still there. It doesn't change because you start taking, you know, hormone enhancers or blockers or whatever.
So no, it doesn't.
They're very disingenuous in the way they have these arguments. I kind of liken it to the groups that want no genders and the groups that want genders, right? So
right.
You can't have it both ways. And I love these homecoming dances where there some schools have genderless, which means, you know, two people win, not a guy and a girl or two guys or two girls. And then you have others where you have the homecoming king and queen, and it's whatever you identify as. Anyway.
It's that you can't change science. Yes. These people are science deniers, and they're trying to change science and replace it with social justice or made-up terminology because it makes them feel better while everyone else is looking at them like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, a lot of this.
You know, and I've said this before, Joe, if as an individual, you have the right to believe whatever you want of yourself, and I support that. I have no issue with that. But when you try to force your belief on everyone else, even though everyone else knows you're not actually what you think you are or believe you are, it's not cool. That's not right. I would never want to force other people via the long arm of the law to believe something I only believe of myself. Even if it's not true.
Yeah,
you know, it's...
It was a conversation I had with somebody the other day. I said, look, do whatever you want to do. Stop forcing me to believe and, and to jump on board, so to speak. Stop doing it. They're right. I'll leave
right.
you alone. Leave me alone.
That's how it used to be. It used to be just leave us alone, we'll leave you alone, you leave us alone. And then the table turned, and they won't leave anyone else alone, and they keep pushing. And I know a lot of people in the LGBT community who really are not happy with the trans activists, including trans people, and what these trans activists are doing and pushing. They don't like it, they don't support it, and they prefer everyone just be left alone.
Well... All right, so let's jump off of this, so to speak, and let's move on to the new independent contractors law that's going to take effect here in California, because Gavin Newsom has no clue, absolutely none, as to what he's doing up there. I mean, seriously, this guy is just amazing. We'll hit that one later on. We'll do this one first. The independent contractors, right? So basically, this was actually aimed at Uber and Lyft. They really were going after them because they want those people now to be paid, you know, union type of wages. How are you going to pay somebody? Now remember, they're kind of piece workers, right? Remember the old fashioned piece workers for clothing? They got paid per piece they put out. Well, it's the same thing here. You get paid per ride. How are they going to fix this? But one of the consequences, I'm not trying to eat up all your time here, but one of the consequences is now the writers, freelance writers have got a problem. You got about a minute and a half. Go.
Yeah, and freelance writers, a lot of people who do freelance writing do it because they like the way they can pick and choose, write for who they want, write as much as they want, as little as they want. It works great for their schedule. They can work from home. People choose this. And this law in California is now saying if you write over 35 articles per year,
I know,
for
right?
one organization, you're no longer considered an independent contractor. Well, guess what's going to happen? There will no longer be freelance writers in California. People are going to move their operations out of California so they don't have to abide by this law. And independent contractor freelance writers are going to get the heck out, too, or try to write for organizations not in California.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. People choose it usually for a reason.
No, and again, there were single moms. I saw letters coming in on this where they said, hey, I use this money to supplement my income, and now I won't be able to. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Where do we find you?
It's insanity. GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
There you go. All right, Kimberly, thank you so much for being with me. Listen, guys, next hour, a lot of fun. We're going to do a whole bunch of what-ifs. And you know what that does to the Dems? I'll be Joe Messina. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.